Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos on Daf Mem Hey. Picking up on Mem Dalum Beis Bada Ba Mada Peis Bada Misha. Bada Misha. Okay. Now, we know that on Rosh Chodesh and on different Chagim, the Chagim, that we have the Karban Musaf. And the Karban Musaf we have over there Parim, those are bulls, Elim, rams, Kvasim, lambs. And now we're going to take a look and see the following. Says the Mishnah that HaParim VaElim HaKvasim Einim HaAkvos HaEtzeh. One is not ma'akiv the other. That is, if you don't have enough of, let's say, the bulls you got to bring, so bring less. And then I'm ma'akiv one the next. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Hayu Lahem Parim Merubim. Let's say you have, they have enough money, the Quran, to buy a lot of Parim for the Musafim, whatever you know you would need, V'lohi Lahem Nesachim. But if you do that, you're not going to have anything for the nesachim, the libations that are going to go along with it, right? So what do you do? It's just going to be enough to buy one bull with the nesachim. Then you have a parach and nesachim, bring a parach and nesachim. V'lo yakrivu kulam below nesachim. Don't bring all of them, all the bulls, without bringing any nesachim, because now ma'akev went to the next. Says the Gemara, hani parim kvasim dehecha. What are they talking about? What's the situation? Ili by the chag, if you're talking about that of sukkahs, can't be, because kamishpat, kamishpatam ksibahu, it says these words, which tell you, Rashi says, mashma ikuva, kola kabana sa'amurim b'chumash apakudim, that all the things that are mentioned over here are actually ikuva, and in Bamidbar, and you're going to have to bring all of them. Ella de Rosh Chodesh, you must be talking about those of Rosh Chodesh, the carbon, the musaf that's from Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says, Tahani de Rosh Chodesh, the atzeres, shaksum b'chumash b'kudim. Those that I mentioned back in the Gemara, Ella de Rosh Chodesh, the atzeres, chumash b'kudim, right, of Rosh Chodesh and of Shavuos, that I mentioned in Bamidbar. Beep, turn the page. Memeim enough. Elim dehecha. Now we said talking of the rams. What is that talking about? Ida hanhu. If we're talking about the ones we just mentioned, meaning Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos, then why would it be plural? The ailhu. There's only one ram in each set of the musafim. Ida tzeres, the Torah's kohanim. And if you want to say that they're talking about the rams of the Shavuos that's mentioned in Vayikra, so how could we say that these things are not Le'ikuva, right? What does this mean? What is this referencing? That the Karbanos on Shavuos, there's two different categories. One is the Musaf, which is the same as the Musaf of Pesach and Rosh Chodesh. There's two bulls, one ram, seven lambs as Olos, and a goat as a Chatas. These are the Karbanos that the Gemara is talking about when it says the Shavuos of Pikudim, since in Bamidbar, that's what Sefer Pikudim is, since they're mentioned in the Pasuk. The other Shavuos things that are Karbanos that are mentioned in Vayikra, these are brought along with the Shtei Lechem, the special two breads that come in Shavuos, and the Vayikra one comes and mentions one bull, two rams, seven lambs, and olos, and one goat as a chatas, and two lambs as a shlamim. So idat seris the Torah's kohanim, then havaya ksibu. It has a lashon of havaya, which Rashi explains. What does that mean? That means you ola v'chol havaya kuvah. And as it says leikuva, it's got to be exactly what it is. Says Gemara li olam. Okay, what are we really talking about here? The atzeres. That says the Torah's Kohanim. We're talking about that's mentioned in Vayikra. Vachkar, this is means to say, Lo Elim the Torah's Kohanim Ma'akiv Leila Ayel the Chumash Apikudim. The Ayel, the ram that's mentioned in Vayikra, is not Lo Elim the Torah's Kohanim Ma'akiv Leila Ayel the Chumash Kohanim Lo Ayel the Chumash Apikudim Ma'akiv Leila Elim the Torah's Kohanim. Each one of these is not going to be ma'akev the other, right? So when the Mishnah says that the rams are not ma'akev, it means that the two sets of rams that are brought in Shavuos are not chayev one to the next, not ma'akev the other. But this is different from what the Mishnah means when it says that the bulls or the lambs are not ma'akev one another, like we're going to see. Ala parim, but when the Mishnah says the parim are not ma'akev, da'afila adadilu ma'akvei, they're not ma'akiv even to each other, because it's speaking of the musaf, the bull musaf mentioned in Bamidbar. The elim, according to what you said, when it comes to the elim, the Mishnah means dahacha u dahacha hu delim ma'akvi. The pair of rams mentioned here in Vayikra and the ram mentioned in Bamidbar, Adama Akev, in whom Akve, the individual rams mentioned in the Vayikra, are Ma'akev. So I could read the Mishnah that the first and last things on the list are to be understood one way, and that the middle one is understood a different way. Like, it's a little bit strange the way that the mixture is structured. It says, Gemara Tani Mili Mili Katani, the Tan of our Mishnah taught them as separate things. The two Shavuos Musafim, the Parim, are not essential to another, not Ma'akev. And those of the Shavuos, the Elum of Shavuos, are not Ma'akev to the Shavuos Musaf, and vice versa. And the seven Musafim are not Ma'akev to each other of Shavuos. And the middle one of the Tanakh list is different than the rest. Yeah, that's how it actually taught. Mili, mili, ukita perishna. One thing at a time, like we explained. Okay, now we have a pasuk, which in Yecheskel, which we're going to break down now. It says, Uve yom hachodesh par ben bakar tamim v'sheshes kvasim v'ayil tamimim yiyu. It says, on the day of Rosh Chodesh, he brings this par ben bakar tamim, no mum, six sheshes kvasim, lambs, and a ram, and they have to be tamim, no mumim. Par, matam lomer, well, this is a par, what's it coming to tell you? Lefi shenemar batora parim, since it says that when Shchodesh is going to bring parim, two bulls, I would think that he has to bring them only with that. Umenayim shim lo matzo shnayim, maybe a chayin, if he didn't have two, he brings one. Tam lomer par. If it says we're par, to say that even if you only have one. Sheishes kvasim atamid lomer, lefi shekasa b'torah shiva. It says in the Torah that on Rosh Chodesh, the Kohen should bring seven lambs. I would think that that's all you can bring. Menai shem lo matzah shiva yav yishisha. Henry, if he doesn't have seven, he brings six. Tamid lomer, sheishes. It says about sheishes. Menai shem lo matzah sheishes. Ashisha yav yichamisha. Chamisha yav yarba. Arba yav yishlosha. Shlosha yav yishnaim vafilu echad. Tamid lomer vilakvasim kasher tasig yado. And the Pasuk says that for the lambs, according to what he's able to get. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, since it says, according to what you can get, then sheish is kvasim lomeli, why if that's say six, just say whatever you can get. The kamadev shalad du'im edvinun, what it's telling us that as much as you're able to get, then go to get. Try to go and get. Don't go straight to only one. Uminayin shem akvin zedze, where do we know that the Quranim have, that if the Quranim have both bulls, or all seven lambs available that they are ma'akev, Tamid Lomer Yihiyu. The Pasuk says that they shall be, and that is Leikuva. That question is how do you know that if you actually have them, you have to bring them, and that's what it's telling you. Ko Amar Shem Elokim. Also, you ask about to be something like this, the Kabanus. It says Ko Amar Elokim. Barishon Be'echad Lechadishtikach Par Ben Bakar Tamim. And the first, in the first month, on the first of the month, you shall take a par ben bakar tamim, the unblemished young bull, v'chitesa es hamikdash, you shall cleanse the temple. Chitesa, this word chitesa, which is showing that it's a chatas, but really, that doesn't make sense, because olehi, well, the Torah says that this is actually a carbon ola. Amar Yochanan, Parsha Zu Elio Asid Ladarsha. Elio Nabi is gonna darshan this pasuk in Yecheskel. But until then we don't know how to really understand it. Rashi Amar, Rashi says, no, I'll explain it. He's talking about the beginning of Bayashini. Miluim Hikrivu Bimei Ezra. They brought the Karbonus, the inaugural Karbonus in the days of Ezra. Kederech sheikrivu b'mimosha, just like they brought it in days of Moshe. Right? Just like by Moshe of the Mishkan, this young bull, Chatas, was brought in Moshe of Nisan. So too, the Sabayashini that took that happened during the days of Ezra, they also had this young bull, Chatas, was brought on that particular day. Tanya Meyachi, by the support system, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Parsha Zul, Yoasid Ladarsha. And I was going to explain, I'm a Rabbi Yossi, he says, no, I'll explain. Milu mikrivu b'mimosha. But they brought Miluim, then there's a Kedar Shekivim Moshe. Our Lord said to him, "Tanuach daitcha sheinach te daiti." You can your mind can be put it, you know, at you can relax your mind because you've relaxed mind. Okay, another pasuk in Yechezkel. Kol nevela utreifa min ha'ofa min ha'behema lo yochlu ha'kohanim. Any nevela utreifa, I don't care if this is from Ofer Behema, the Kohanim cannot eat this. Kohanim udaloyochlu. You saw nachlu. What do you mean? The Kohanim can't eat it, but you saw is allowed to eat it. It's treif and nevela. What are you talking about? Amar Yochan Parsha Zul Yoasid Lidarsha Ravina. Amar Kohanim Mitzvichle. Now, even though, yes, it applies to all Yitin, it's actually needed for the Kohanim. Since they matered Malika by them. Even though it wasn't, you know, it's like a weird thing with no shechita that's going on, then tishrei nami nevela utreifa. And you think that maybe you're allowed to go and also matter the idea of the nevela utreifa. Kamashal, therefore, comes to tell you that that's not the case. There, those yisurim remain for the kohanim. V'chein ta'ase v'shiva b'chodesh mi'ish shoga u'mipesi v'chibartem esabai. Another pasuk, which is found in Yechezkel. This comes right after what we saw before, then the first of the month, you're going to take an unblemished young bull and cleanse with tisa to the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, and so shall you do on the seventh of the month, right? By a shogim pasi. This is coming to be mechaper for someone that came from somebody who didn't know, was ignorant. You shall purify this house of Hashem. Okay, now, what are you talking about over here? Because there's no chatas that's brought. The Torah tells us on the 7th of Nisan. Shiva, Amar Rav Yochanan, it doesn't mean the 7th of Nisan. Elu Shiva Shvatim Shechatu. This is talking about where 7 of the 12 Shvatim sinned through a mistake of the Sanhedrin. Now, if they bring a parhelm dover shel tzibor, right? V'afa b'shein ruba shel kal. Even though these seven shvatim may not be the rove of the kahal in terms of people, but it's just in terms of numbers. V'afa b'shein design shvatim alol ruim shel yisrael. If you have 7 out of 12 shvatim, it's the rove of the shvatim. It may not be the rove of the people. V'yikalameimar ki yechidim damu, v'yavi kol echad, kispo se'ira, afil hachi, hol baro shvatim heim chashivi ruba, v'yavi upar. They bring this par, helim dover shel siber, right? So we said, because if majority of Klai Yisrael makes a mistake based off the ruling of Sanhedrin, chodesh, when it says chodesh, it doesn't mean month, but rather you read it as be'chadash, for something new. Im chitshu v'armu chelu mutter, that if they are mechadish and they said their chelav is mutter, and then that's what's done. Me'ish shogel mipesi, when the pasuk says, an unwitting or ignorant person, ma'am she'en chayavim ela ala helim dover im shigas ma'isa. That means they're only going to be chatas, where there's a helim dover, an oversight of this halachic idea, like they don't really know, comes along with a shogig. And that's what it means to say, the same type of lashons, ignorant and unwitting. So this pasuk is not speaking about a regularly scheduled chatas that's brought in the 7th of Nisan, but the parlim dover shel tzibor, if you have certain things that come about. Okay. Now we're going to go, how we've allotted in Sukkim and Yechezkel are solved. And Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Zachor Osoha Ish Latov. Remember that man for good. V'Chanina ben Chizkia Shemo. That is his name. Chanina ben Chizkia. Okay, let's talk about that. Shalom Alehu. If not for him, Digna Sefer Chizkia. Sefer Chizkia would have been put in Geniza. Shahi Devar Sosim Diritar. Because a lot of the words that are found in Yechezkel seem to be contradicting the Halakha Torah. Says Rashi, Kigon, Kol Hanach Da'am Rile'el, everything we brought earlier, Dekari Lepar, Dor Shchodesh Chatas, V'chmin Osan De'le'el, but we answered it up. So what did he do? Hela Shoshu was Garbiyayin, he brought 300 barrels of oil, That's in order to be able to make sure. Rashi says, "Leneiros lahadlik b'leilu v'darsho." He needed enough light to be able to darshan. V'yashav aliyah of drasho, and he sat up in the upper attic, in his attic, and he darshaned. He explained all these psukim to make them work with the Torah, and that's how it didn't go to Genisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Shimon, im hayu lahem parim arubim. The Kohen had enough to buy a lot of parim, but not to have to get the Nesachim, so he do less and bring it within the Nesachim also. So Tanur Rabbanon, ve'efa lepar, ve'efa le'ayil yaseh mincha. The Pesach says he shall make an efa as a measurement for the bull, and an efa for the ram as a mincha, v'lakvasim ka'asher tasegato, and for the sheep, according to what he's able to get, right over here forward. V'shemin hin le'efa, with a hin of oil per eifa, Amar Shimon. Shimon says, "V'chi midas parim ve'elam achasi." What is the measure of a mincha for a bull and for a ram the same? Of course not, right? The bull mincha is 3 yisarin. A flour and a ram's is only 2 yisarin. So why does the pasuk say that each has an eifa? Ella, what it means to say is that she'im hayu lahem par merubim v'lo yolehem nesachim. If you only had enough par, but not nesachim, you view par echad nesachov v'al yikru kulam v'lo nesachim v'im, like we said, v'im hayu lehem, and if they had enough to be able to get, beep, turn the page, mem heim abeis, elim merubim, a lot of elim rams, v'lo yolehem efasen, but they didn't have enough also to buy the efa, the menachas that come with it, you view ayil echad v'efaso, so you bring one with its eifa and don't bring all of them without any of the measurements that come along with it. Okay, zok the heck, the next haliga mishnah. Okay, we know there's something called the shtei lechem, the 2 breads that are brought for Shavuos, and we know that comes along with the shtei lechem and Shavuos, you had 3 different types of karbanos, an ola, Chatas and a shlamim. The shlamim is most related to it because the shtei lechem and the shlamim have to wave them together when you have to do tenufa. So now let's take a look at the hapar v'elim akvasim v'asayir ein ma'agvin es lechem. Now we're talking about the ola and the chatas that come along with it. That is the par, the par, the elim and the sayir, the nakin and ma'akiv. Velo halechem akvon, the lechem is not ma'akiv. So we have the animals are ma'akiv, the bread, and the bread's not ma'akiv. The animals, like let's say you don't have them, so you do the shtei lechem without them, and if the shtei lechem aren't there, then the ol and the chatas are brought without them, not ma'akiv. But halechem ma'akiv es hakvasim, the kvasim, and like we said, that's a shlamim, and it's very connected, and therefore you have to have a lechem akiv as a kvasim. Ve'en a kvasim akiv as a lechem, but the shlamim lambs are nakim akiv the bread. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, zakazak Rabbi Akiva. If you don't have bread for the shtei lechem, then the 2 shlamim are not brought. But if if you don't have the lambs, then the shtei lechem can be brought. Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, lo ki ela kvasim akiv es lechem, lechem eino me'akiv es hakvasim. He flips it the other way. If there's no lambs, then the loaves aren't brought. But if there's no loaves, then you can bring the lambs. Azai gezakt Shimon ben Nanas. Shekim atzinu, we found this already, that kesha yisrael b'midbar b'ayim shana, karvu kvasim lo lechem. They were there for 40 years, that the omer, the shtei lechem, can be brought only from stuff in the land of Israel, which they didn't have in the midbar. Right? That's just clever. B'lo shtei lechem, ha'boyim, shtei kvasim, shari omer, shtei lechem, in ha'boyim, elam in ha'aretz. So, we found that when they were there for 4 years, they did it without the bread. Here too, when it's coming to itself, the lambs can be brought without the lechem. Ami Rabbi Shimon says the Heilige Rabbi Shimon. Halacha kedver benanas. Halacha is like benanas. Aval ein atam bekedvar, but not because of what he said. Shekala omer bechuma shabikudim kar b'midbar. Whatever is mentioned in b'midbar was brought in the kar b'midbar was brought in the midbar. Chalomer b'toras kohanim. I think it's mentioned in Kohanim, which is vayikra ein kar b'midbar. It's not brought in the midbar. Mishabu le'eretz karvu elu ve'elu. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, both of them, those mentioned in both of these books, were brought. So why do I say that the lambs can be brought without the bread? Which we knocked up in this shtickle over here, if to explain why. Because the lambs are going to matter themselves without the bread. But the bread is not when we went to without the lambs. Because the bread has nothing that's actually coming to matter it. We know that the matir, say if something you want to be matir, has to go through of a carbon is the avodas that are brought. And that was going to matter the meat to be eaten and the yemurim to be burnt on the mizbeach. So the lambs are independent of the lechem, and their murim become fit to be burnt on the mizbeach, and their meat for eating as soon as they're dam, you know, their vodas are done. But no part of the bread is brought on the mizbeach, so therefore it can't be the matir to the kohanim until something that comes along with it are brought on the mizbeach. So therefore you can't have that. Tana Rabbanan, Zakta Heilige Braisa. The craftem al halechem, right? So we know that you got to bring the shtei lechem on Shavuos. The pasuk then says you shall offer with bread, which is saying what chova al halechem. It's a chiyuv only when brought along with the bread. Shavu kvasim tamimim, seven unblemished lambs, right? This is telling you afal pi she'ein lechem. This is even though there's no bread, there's still a chiyuv to bring the animals. Imkain. Matam and Lomer al Halechem. Why does the Torah say with the bread? Balamish Lunis Chayva Makvasim Kodem Shin Chayva Balechem. It's telling us, timing wise, that the Yidden did not become Chayav in the bringing of the lambs and the other animals, things that come with the Shalechem until they became Chayav in the actual bread. Divri Rabbi Tafan, Zakazak Rabbi Tafan. As long as they're in the midbar, they had no Chayav to bring the animal carbonos. Once they came to Eretz Yisrael, though, nothing to be chayiv to bring them, even if for some reason they couldn't bring the bread. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yochel Hein Hein Kvasim Amur and Kan Hein Hein Kvasim Amur B'Chum Shapikudim. Right? You would think that the seven limbs mentioned here in Vayikra are the same ones that are mentioned in Bamidbar. Amarta, you have to say that it can't be. Kishatamagia Eitzel Parim Ve'Elim Ein Lehem. When you reach the mention of the bulls and the rams, you see that they're not the same, the ones mentioned in Bamidbar, because in Vayikra it specifies one bull and two rams, and in Bamidbar it's two bulls and one ram. Ela halolobayim beglal atzim halolobayim beglal lechem. It must come out that we have two separate carbonates here. The ones that are mentioned in Bamidbar come on themselves as a musaf by themselves, nothing to do with the bread. And those in Vayikra, they come because of the bread. Nimsa min masha amr v'chomesh mekunim kar Bamidbar. It comes out that what's mentioned in Bamidbar was brought in the Midbar. Masha Amar, the Torah's Kohanim lo karvim midbar. What was mentioned in Vayikra was not brought in the Midbar. Rashi says, "Kid the Amar and Shalom is chayv bekvasim kodem tzchayv lechem." Because when I chayv in those until you have the lechem. That's more of a duma parve ilum lavinu. Who said maybe these bulls and the rams are mentioned in Vayikra and Bamidbar? Are really they're not the same thing, not identical, because the numbers of both are different. Hakvasim inu ninhu, but the lambs that are the number whose numbers are the same in both, are going to be identical. Now, since the bulls and the rams are different, it makes sense that the lambs are also different ones. Well, why would you assume that even the bulls and the rams are different in each case? Maybe this is what the pasuk of the Torah is telling you. The Karim wants, he can bring one bull and two rams. And if he wants, he can bring two bulls and one ram. It's looking around, it can't be. Since the order that they're listed is different from this, that they're different sets of karbanos, right? In Vayikra, the order of them are listed seven lambs, one bull, and two rams. But in Bamidbar, it says two bulls, one ram, and seven lambs. So In Vayikra, the lambs are mentioned first. In Bamidbar, they're mentioned last. It must be there's two different sets of karbanos that are being talked about over here. Not like you get a choice to go one way or the other. Halechem. Said the next part of the Mishnah. My taima de Rabbi Akiva. What's that, Rabbi Akiva? Garmer yihyu mi tihiyana. He learns out Xereshava yihyu from tihiyana. Says Rashi, that is the Dechseb Alechem. It says Ushnei Kvasim behini fakoyin osam alechem abchorim tunufa v'gomer yihyu laHashem. Lakoin you of ya the gumma you la sham lakoin ye havaya velo yadina na hay kamaya a makaima havaya o alechem o lakvasim aksavim hilka gamar ye you misolas tiena maha ye havaya alechem afia havaya alechem. Okay, so we say back in the gamar gamar you tiena maha alechem mala holland lechem, just like over there to you means lechem afkan lechem, so too here. It means lechem as well. Uben nanas gama yu. Here knows exerish over yu. Malaholan kvasim. I've got kvasim. Just I was talking about the kvasim. So to hear it's talking about the kvasim as well. In fact, the Gemara ben nanas not mean yelif mitiana. Why is it learning from tiana? Malaholan lechem. I've got lechem. Donin yu mi yu. Vein donin yu mi tihiana. It's a different word. My nafka mina. Really make a difference. Hatan adere bishmal. Vashava kol yibol kain. We've seen many times in Chas. Doesn't have to be the same word in order to give out the same nekudah, as long as it's the same point. Zeu, shiv, zeu, bi, it's the same thing. So why is bananas need identical words? And for the Gemara, like we say, every time we ask this question, well, every time, but often when we ask it, we come up with the answer. Hani midi, hechad alecha the damile, if there's something similar to it. Hechad alecha the damile, midi damile ilfina, and if it's something similar to it, then we learn it from what is more similar to it. Verabi akiva namile ilf you, you might as well learn you. Done dovish a matana la coin, midovish a matana to the coin. We learn it something in matana to the coin, to that which is a matana to the coin. Lafuke hani da olos ninu, to exclude the other ones which are dealing with karbanos olos and not given to the kohen. Okay. And some say that they're actually arguing the actual pasuk itself. I explain the actual pasuk. Kodesh yu LaHashem LaKohen. Pasuk says, "Holy shall they be to Hashem for the coin." Rabbi Kiva Savi Ezehu Davar Shekulu LaKohen. What's something that's entitled to the coin? Rabbi Yom Zelechem. It's Lechem. Ubenanas Miksev Kodesh yu LaKohen. Does it say that holy shall they be for the coin? Kodesh yu LaKohen LaHashem LaKohen Sev. Says Kodesh yu LaHashem. Holy shall they be to Hashem for the coin, is what it says. They say, "Udavish Hashem, 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 LaKohen." Have you Omer Elu Kvasim? That's the Kvasim. Rabbi Akiva, Miksev Kodesh Yul Hashem VeLaKohen, LaHashem LaKohen Ksev. Kedar Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Kino Hashem Unasana LaKohen. Hashem acquired it and gave it to the coin. Here too, the same phrase LaHashem LaKohen is explained to mean that Hashem acquired it and gave it in its entirety to the coin. Everyone's masking shem huskikul zelazeh, that if the shtei lechem and the lambs became attached to one another, shem akvim zetzeh, that they are going to be active zetzeh. Ezu zika shalem, and what is it that causes their attachment to each other? The answer is shchita. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Shchita, that means shem haya lechem b'shas shchita v'achkach avad. Oh, lechem, oh, kvasim, then avar akol, even akol, the whole thing is going to be lost. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.